heights to put Hezbollah on its terror list. The US and Israel are applauding. The Lebanese government has regretted the decision, and Hezbollah accuses the EU of bowing to Israel. What is the underlying reason for the EU's move, and what will be the ramifications of this decision? I'm Huma Lezgi, and you're watching The Debate.
After nearly a year of diplomatic pressures from the US and Israel, the European Union's 28 members have finally decided to designate the military wing of Lebanese movement Hezbollah a terrorist organization.
Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, but it's very important that those pragmatics in the region would understand that the international community cannot accept those that are acting in terms of terror and trying to hide to put a mask of a political party.
The EU blacklisted Hezbollah, accusing it of involvement in a 2012 bomb attack in Bulgaria, which left five Israelis dead, an allegation Hezbollah rejects. So far, the Bulgarian government has presented no concrete evidence to back the accusation.
There is no conclusive evidence for the implication of Hezbollah in the July 2012 bombing in Burgas. The authorities continue to gather evidence.
Some European countries have pointed at the movement's involvement in Syria as the main reason behind the decision.
Ever since specifically the fight of Al-Qusayr, which Hezbollah participated in, we've seen this concerted campaign. I think that factor, not what happened in Bulgaria, but the issue of Syria, was the big factor in the EU decision.
The EU and US have themselves been financially and strategically supporting foreign militants in Syria for more than 2 years. Some analysts think the decision has nothing to do with either Bulgaria or Syria, but to Israel, especially as reports say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had personally telephoned doubtful European leaders to convince them over the decision.
It had to do with the fact that the Zionist lobby is upset that the European Union has, in a sense, joined the growing international boycott against Israel and against the 650,000 colonials who occupy the West Bank. They've banned dealings, they've banned aid.
Back in May, Hezbollah's Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said any EU move against the movement would be no more than ink on paper. It seems that the EU's decision is just a PR move, considering the fact that the movement is an anti-Israel resistance group and a major political player in Lebanon and not in Europe.
I think Europe made a mistake and put itself against all the resistance powers in the region. This could negatively backfire on the relation between UNIFIL and the citizens of South Lebanon, because the resistance is not only military personnel, it's a society. Every human being in South Lebanon is part of the resistance, and there is no way to make a separation between political and military action. The military action is integrated with the political one.
You're watching The Debate with me, Huma Lezgi. Let me introduce our guest to you. With us now live from Washington is President of the Middle East Research Center, Mr. Richard Hellman, and also with us live from Madison, with the Middle Eastern Studies of the University of Madison in Wisconsin, Jennifer Lowenstein. Thank you very much for being with us, both of you, on another edition of the debate. I'll put my first question to Mr. Richard Hellman, who's with us live from Washington. Now, Mr. Hellman, let's start with the decisions that have, with the reasons that have led to this decision. The reasons cited for the decision have been the attack on EU territory, plus a Cyprus criminal court decision finding a Hezbollah member guilty of helping to plan attacks on Israelis there. And several EU nations have also pointed to Hezbollah's involvement in Syria as another reason. What factor do you see as the most important behind this decision?
Well, I think in your setup piece, a number of issues were raised as to why the EU did this, and did it the way they have done it, and did it now. And each of these has, some of these have some validity. Yes, Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, clearly, and it has been identified as the source of terror not only against Israel and within Lebanon and within Syria and beyond this in other nations, but it also has no legitimate role in resistance, because the United Nations back in 2000, after Israel withdrew its peacekeeping forces from South Lebanon, the UN declared that the border between Lebanon and Israel was an international border, and there was no continuing border dispute. Later, the question arose, what about that little community that was in the triangle of the area claimed by Syria, Israel, and Lebanon? And at that point, the best analyst said, yes, if it was anybody's territory, it was Syria's, not Lebanon. But in any event, the UN opened that up again after the 2006 war. But this is a small pretext for Hezbollah threatening Israel and claiming it is opposed to Israel in every way. But I should note that the Arab League has disassociated itself from Hezbollah, to say the least, has disowned them and has declared them terrorists. So it's not surprising that Europe finally got to this point. The only one last yes, point, I think that you cannot, as someone earlier said, distinguish the military from the civilian part of Hezbollah. The whole organization run by Nasrallah is a terrorist organization. Yes. So even now, Europe is slicing and dicing it too finely.
Mm. Okay, and on that point, let's bring in our guest, Jennifer Lowenstein, on this as well. Now, Jennifer, we are seeing Israel saying that there is no difference between the political and the military wing of Hezbollah, and that Hezbollah in itself should be regarded as a terrorist organization. Zipi Livni, I mean, for one, has made a statement similar to that. But why do you think we're seeing the European Union now saying that we are just sanctioning the military wing? Does that mean that they believe in cooperating with the political wing, or they do approve of Hezbollah as a political party that's very active in Lebanon now?
I think it's a tentative step. I also think that it is a very timely step. I think that because of the EU's recent decision to ban funding and aid to any project in the occupied territories, this is Israel's tit for tat. They've done something that we're angry at, and now we're going to push them to do something so that it's balanced out. That's often a scenario. As far as the whole idea of resistance goes, I agree that everyone who is part of Hezbollah is part of the resistance, and I think that's very important. Clearly, there are people who fight as soldiers, and there are people who support the resistance, but I think that if there were a need for every member and supporter of Hezbollah to support Hezbollah and its goals, they would all be there.
Hmm. Well,
I don't understand your guest's definition of a terrorist organization. Hmm. If Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, the IDF, the military wing of Israel, is certainly a much worse and much more dangerous terrorist organization, as is the United States military.
Okay, well, on the definition of
I realize that your guest will probably differentiate between state and non-state actors.
Yes.
I don't see that division as clearly.
Okay, before I allow Mr. Hellman to give his response to that, let's just take a look at one of the comments that has been posted on our Facebook page concerning this specific issue, and I'll put the next question to Mr. Hellman. Let's take a look now.
We Lebanese Christian Muslims will not allow anyone to define us. We are thankful to Hezbollah for saving our dignity and our lands. The real terrorists is in London, Washington, and other European cities. They have the nerve to call someone a terrorist. Your shock and awe, your regime change atrocities, your bioweapon AIDS killing millions, your Monsanto poisoning people. You're the god of terror and deception. You call Hezbollah terrorists, but support Zionist Israel.
That comment posted by one of our viewers on our Facebook page. I'll put this next question to Mr. Hellman. Now, in terms of what should be described as a terrorist organization, what group should be, what group shouldn't be, a lot of people, Mr. Hellman, are saying that Hezbollah is now being accused for helping the Syrian government in its battle with the insurgents. But Hezbollah is saying that it's fighting the terrorist groups that are killing innocent civilians there. And we know that the Europeans are accused of aiding the terrorist groups that are now fighting in Syria. So there is a loose rather term here when we are speaking of terrorist organizations. What's your response to that?
Say again, you're breaking up.
Okay, do you want me to repeat the question?
Just the question, please.
Okay, yes, yes. There are those who are saying Hezbollah is being accused of helping Bashar Assad fight insurgent groups, but Hezbollah itself is saying we are fighting terrorist groups that we know are active in Syria. So that does raise a level of concern, because some are saying European countries are just being hypocritical by just accusing the group that they want a terrorist organization and refusing to call other terrorist groups what they are.
Well, I think I have the gist of your question, and I have to agree with you that although Hezbollah indeed is a terrorist group among other things, it also there are terrorist groups of course fighting Islamist terrorist groups fighting against Bashar al-Assad's government, and it is a civil war in which Iran, the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad, and Hezbollah are arrayed against a variety of Syrian nationalist and outside Islamist groups that are supported variously by Arab League nations, by I suppose Turkey, Jordan, elements in Iraq, and elements in Europe, and the United States has said that it wants to do, the administration has said that it wants to help the opposition against Bashar al-Assad's government. But the Congress has held up that aid because there's a big question mark as to what group, in fact, we are aiding, and will it turn into, if successful, and
yes,
another Islamist regime, this time in Syria. But I think the main lack in America is a clear policy. Yes, the United States may be trying to get the EU to do one thing or another, but I would say shame on us. We do not have a clearly articulated policy with respect to Syria or the Middle East. I believe that what the Congress has tried to do in the House last Congress and in the Senate,
yes,
this Congress, by reporting out bills from the respective committees, has set a policy in favor of human rights, supervised elections, protection of minorities, and so forth, as well as legitimate security interests. But that has not been enacted. So we have these ad hoc decisions by Europe, which it's probably, the European decision is probably late.
Okay.
It is a half-baked decision because it only addresses the military regime. And you are right
that it reeks of
hypocrisy because they will not identify Islamists on the other side.
Okay. I'm sorry for stopping you, because we are short of time. I'd just like to give both of you enough time to give us your comments. Back to Madison, Ms. Lowenstein. Our guest there in Washington is calling Hezbollah a terrorist group or a terrorist organization, but we are now discussing this idea. Is Hezbollah the terrorist organization here? A lot of people are saying it's Israel which is the terrorist side here. It's not Hezbollah. The reasons we're getting from the EU is the attack in Bulgaria, and we're hearing that the evidence there has not yet been proven to involve Hezbollah. Hezbollah itself has rejected it. What do you think is now making Hezbollah a terrorist organization that should be sanctioned?
Well, I think it's political expediency, as I said before. I think that Israel has had a strike against it by the EU's recent vote, and that the decision to Netanyahu's pressuring EU members to vote that the military wing of Hezbollah be considered terrorist is primarily political. I was interested in your guest's response about terrorism in general. He doesn't seem to think that any non-Islamic groups are terrorists. I found that a little bit curious. I also wonder how he can differentiate between the actions of Hezbollah, the actions of the IDF, which has a pretty poor record in terms of killing civilians, and that is by far the closest definition to terrorism that we have, using politics to terrorize civilians. Yes, that is the definition that we get in our own U.S. Military code books. There are terrorist groups all over the world. There are terrorist groups within the United States military who carry out drone operations, assassinating members, citizens of our own country. And there isn't much of an outcry here that these groups are terrorists with no sanction from the people of a democratic nation to carry out these kinds of killings. So I really think the whole debate is misplaced. We have to decide what is and is not proper within the framework of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to call terrorism, terrorism, and self-defense, self-defense.
Okay, now, Mr. Hellman, we had a reference there by a guest in Madison that Israel was very frustrated, very angry about the EU's recent decision to publish the guidelines we're hearing that imposed financial restrictions on lands that have been occupied by Israel since 1967. The European Union made this move, it said, in a policy that was clear before. It views the settlements as illegal. Do you think it was put under pressure by Israel and the United States because of its earlier decision to put Hezbollah on the blacklist to please Israel?
No, I don't think this has anything to do with Israel. And I should point out, to correct your other guest, that in fact, by an independent testimony of one Colonel Kemp of the British Armed Forces, who was a commander in Afghanistan, among other places, he said of the IDF during its Operation Cast led operation in Gaza, he said, no army in history has done as much to protect civilians from collateral damage as the IDF of Israel has done. And as for the U.S. and Israel, these are democratically elected governments. In fact, Israel is the only democratically elected government in the Middle East, and
you
so the IDF is carrying out
the
policies articulated by the government, whereas Hezbollah is carrying out an Islamist agenda from Iran and
the IDF
went to the Gaza Strip
in a bold act of aggression, breaking international law.
Have you been there?
And killing civilians as wantonly.
Have you been
as
there?
Any
were
yes
you a witness?
Absolutely
were
I've
you
been
a witness?
There
were
more
you there?
Than 10 times.
Were you there?
I was a witness.
Were you an eyewitness to that?
I was in Gaza during other I was an eyewitness to a number of other slaughters in Gaza, including Operation Autumn Clouds, the killing of Salah Shahada,
and propaganda.
The siege of Jenin on the West
this
Bank.
Is left, this,
I was
is leftist,
an
this is leftist propaganda
These
from
are,
Madison,
it's
Wisconsin.
It's not propaganda when
this
you
is,
watch
this is
IDF soldiers
this
shoot
is poppycock.
Children. It's not
where do you
propaganda
get the, where do you get off,
when
where
I
you
see
get
it
off,
with my own
off with
eyes.
This? Where do you get off with
it's
this?
It's not propaganda
this is,
when I hear
this is a
an American-made
rant.
F-16 fly over one of the most crowded buildings in one of the most crowded neighborhoods of Gaza drop a 2,000-pound bomb on an apartment building after midnight in the summer of 2002, killing 15 civilians and destroying every home in within a 10-mile radius, all in order to kill a man who had just agreed to sign a truce with Israel,
Hamas and the other terrorists of Gaza put their troops right among the families. They do not separate their troops from the human living areas. Tell me why there are children in the morgues
of Kamal Adwan and Shifa Hospital who are targets of the Israeli military after the tanks roll in and shoot people who go out of their houses to get water and food. You're asking me if I was an eyewitness,
and I'm telling you, you didn't see that. That's leftist propaganda from Madison, Wisconsin. If you're so concerned about slaughter, how about the hundred and some thousand people who have died in Syria?
Did I not see what I'm telling you?
Are you concerned about the hundred and some thousand people who have died in Syria?
Did you not see what I'm telling you? I saw. I am very concerned about the 100,000 people who have died in Syria, and that is why I refuse to support the giving of arms to militias who have killed more civilians than the government of Bashar al-Assad.
Okay, I'm afraid I've got to stop both of you because we've run out of time, but I'd like to thank both of our guests there with the Middle Eastern Studies of the University of Madison, Wisconsin, Jennifer Lowenstein with us live from Madison, and a big thank you to Mr. Richard Hellman as well in Washington, president of the Middle East Research Center. Thank you so very much for staying with us on another edition of The Debate from me, Homa Lezgi. It's goodbye.